those with heroin and opioid addictions will have an easier time seeking treatment in the future. Monday, the Fairbanks City Mayor and Police Chief were joined by social service and counseling representatives to announce a new initiative. As KUAC's Robert Hannon reports, the approach to tackling addiction follows a national trend.
In his remarks Monday, Chief Aragon said about 18 months ago, a new model of responding to heroin and opioid addiction was brought to his attention. The program has police direct addicts who want to get clean to an advocate who in turn helps find appropriate treatment. And Aragon says about the same time he also learned how serious the addiction numbers were in Fairbanks.
The DEA agent in charge of our area, Drug Enforcement Agency, Alan Wilson, he was in a meeting and he told me, he said, I have never seen heroin so bad in anywhere he's been, specifically talking about Alaska and Fairbanks.
Aragon says there are several hundred people suffering from opioid addiction in the Fairbanks area. He also credits Gunnar Ebbesen as the program's brainchild. Ebbesen's clinical director at Turning Point Counseling Services in Fairbanks and a member of the State Advisory Board on Alcoholism and Drug Abuse. He says the fledgling program called the Golden Heart Access to Treatment Initiative needs a lot of work.
We need to be thinking about sustainability. Anything in this political climate, if you don't have a way to sustain a program, you just might as well not even apply.
Ebbesen says the initiative targets those who willingly approach the police for help, not those caught in dealing drugs. In the next couple of weeks, he'll be working with others to form a task force and then start looking for buy-in and funding from local agencies and granting institutions. In Fairbanks, I'm Robert Hannon.